See you next Friday.
Yeah, thanks so much, y'all, for supporting Clubhouse Radio, for being with us all this time. Hey, if you want to give us some love, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. We want to know who our listeners are. We want to know who our fans are. So if you can hit us up with an email, ourtownourtruth.
This is Kendall Mead of Mascot, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Saturday, June 11th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC, including it. If you tune in at 10 a.m. and turn on the news then, you'll find out breaking news that there was a coup in this country. Radio Wonderland follows at 10:30 with Joshua Freed remixing New York City radio on Hudson Valley frequencies. You'll hear the countdown at noon with all the latest music. In My Room Radio is on at 1 p.m. with tracks from Bitchin' Bajas, Mystery Tapes, Carla Del Forno, and others. Jackie Apple is the featured artist at 3 p.m. on the Radio Art Hour. And then we hear from Wave Farm Artist in Residence this week, Desiree Moami Banks and Grant Cutler, live on the WGXC Afternoon Show from Accra at 4 p.m. Michael Trommer is the featured composer on the field recording show Framework at 6 p.m. Then we tune in Sadie Wood's Gridlock Sound Lab at 8 p.m. and Mantis brings us death metal with Leprous Garden at 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
Time to go away.
Time to go away.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXZ 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I am also from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Jada, and I live near Hudson.
I'm Fatia, and I also live in Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate,
and
other things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We have a full house today of Bound by Books co-hosts. It's very exciting. So why don't we start with Jada? We haven't heard from you in a couple weeks. What have you been reading?
So I recently, yesterday, wow, it seems like forever ago, I got this really cool new book. It's the first of a series. It's called Eric Rex, The Dragon's Eye. It's very Harry Potter-esque. I forgot who the author was because I think I left the book in the car. And it's just, wow, is all I can say. I can't even give a proper description because all that I can say is that he has five other adopted siblings. He's also adopted and is a single mother. Imagine having to parent six adopted kids. Oh, and he has a glass eye, which is very important.
Do they have magical powers?
Him and his new friend Bethany discover a magical underground land, and Earth where we live is called Upper Earth. Apparently, in the book, someone rid Upper Earth of all the memories of magic, except for the few people that go up to Upper Earth from below Earth. And there are three places, separate places, that I completely forgot what their names are. It doesn't really matter. And the main character, Eric, changed his name to Rick, and because his mother says that he doesn't want him to get discovered for some strange reason. I think I mentioned that he was born there. I think I did. Anyway, he was born there in that land, and he has his mom's seeing eyeglasses, which means that he can see his mom even though he's not there. He's captured in a dungeon in one of the three rulers' dungeon, King Pluto, and yes, that's his name. Wow, there's a lot of details. And they end up learning more about magic, and I won't tell what happens in the ending. And why do I feel like there's something that I left out of the description? Anyway, you should totally read the book. It's a series, and I'm looking for the second one.
Very cool. It's fun discovering a new series. I actually found a new author that I'm excited about. I mean, they're not a new author. They're just new to me. I finally read something by them. Which is, for me, it's a similar kind of excitement where I'm like, oh, I found this author that I've never read before and their writing is so great and I want to read more and more and more. And it's nice when they have more and more to read. So I recently read Luck of the Titanic by Stacy Lee. It's a book for teens. I think it would be appropriate for middle grade readers too. There wasn't anything too risque in there. And I think the writing is accessible. I also listened to the audiobook recording, which was very good. But it's about a young woman named Valora Luck, who is a circus performer. And she and her twin are both circus performers. And the story starts off where she has a ticket to go on the Titanic to make the trip to the United States. But she gets stopped before boarding because of the Chinese Exclusion Act, and she's a British Chinese citizen. And so she is not going to be able to go into the United States because they are excluding Chinese people from entering the United States. And so they won't let her on the boat for that reason. But luckily, she is a circus performer and has lots of skills and manages to find her way on board and is a stowaway on the Titanic. And her goal on the Titanic is to find her brother, who is on the boat for a different reason. He is going for a job. I believe it was in Cuba, that he's heading to Cuba to do some work. And she wants to get him and convince him to continue performing with her. And there's an influential person from a circus on board as well. And so she wants to find him, convince him to continue performing, and then convince this influential circus mogul to hire them and help them get into America to perform in the circus. And of course, this is the Titanic, so most of us know what happens with the Titanic. And so most of the story is taking place on the ship while the ship is intact. But then, of course, the ship hits an iceberg. And so there's also this sort of excitement or drama around that and suspense around whether or not the characters that we've come to appreciate and care for in the story are going to make it or not.
This sounds like a happy ending kind of story.
The Titanic?
No, not that. The story itself, not the Titanic. I mean, that's definitely not a happy ending, but...
Well, I guess you'll have to read it to find out whether or not it's a happy ending.
I'm looking it up right now. What did you say the title was?
Luck of the Titanic by Stacey Lee.
Looking it up right now. Haha.
And her last name is Luck, so that's why it's Luck of the Titanic. But it's interesting because the beginning of the book says something, it's like in a note before the story starts, says something about how there were 8 British Chinese citizens on board the Titanic and 6 of them survived. And so in the story, you meet some of the British Chinese citizens on board and you have to wonder who's going to make it and who isn't. So that adds to the suspense at the end as people are or are not getting aboard lifeboats. But it's a very good book. Stacey Lee writes a lot of historical fiction, and I've heard about her books for years and wanted to read them and just never got around to it. So I'm glad I finally did, and I can't wait to read more. Does anyone else have a book they want to talk about? Or a poem they want to share? Or something bookish to talk about?
Me?
Sure.
Me?
Me. Georgia.
So, I'm going to talk about a book that I just started reading a little before the show. It is called Measure Up, and it's by Lily Lamotte, I think. And it's really good. It's about this girl. She's from Taiwan, and her family moves her to Seattle, and she really doesn't want to move. And then she makes a few friends there, but she gets teased. And her amazing grandmother, none of them can afford to buy her a plane ticket. So she enters this cooking contest, and the cash prize is $1,000, except she has to be paired with this really mean girl who won't make any Taiwanese food and who's very mean to her. And so, yeah, that's what I know so far, because let me see if there's a description. It doesn't seem like there is. Wait, let me look. Oh, there we go. What you've got simply isn't enough. 12-year-old Cece has just moved from Taiwan to Seattle, and the only thing she wants more than to fit in at our new school is to celebrate her grandmother, Amma's 70th birthday together. Cece cooks up a plan to bring Amma to her by winning the grand prize in a kids' cooking contest to pay for Amma's plane ticket. There's just one problem. Cece only knows how to cook Taiwanese food, and after a pickled cucumber debacle at lunch, she's determined to channel her inner Julia child. Can Cece find a winning recipe to reunite with Amma, a way of fame with her new friends, and somehow find herself too? So that was Measuring Up by Lily Lamotte.
And so far, so good.
I want to read it now.
It's pretty good so far. And it's a middle grade graphic novel.
Yeah, I've seen that one on the shelves before, and I haven't ever heard from someone who's read it. So I'm curious to hear your review when you're done. Thanks for sharing that.
Thanks. Yeah, it's really good.
How about Amelia? Do you have something to share?
I am still eventually going to read Lifeboat 12, that poetry book I was telling you about earlier. Mm-hmm. But I have been really busy with school and doing the readings that they have sent me to do. I'm still in lit theory, which is nice. So I get to read a lot of interesting works and try to look at them from different perspectives. This year was feminist theory, and this week was feminist theory. And that was very interesting because I got to read a portion of a play called Doll's House by, give me one second, by Henrik Ibsen from a feminist perspective. Unfortunately, they only assigned us the third act. So I'm missing a massive chunk of the story, and I only have the ending, which is very interesting. But eventually, when I have the time, I'd like to go back and read the PDF in full to find out the entire story.
That's interesting, only having the end.
Yeah, it's very interesting that they only assigned us the end portion. It was actually kind of weird.
It could be an interesting assignment to like have to imagine, like, write the beginning portion.
That would be a really interesting creative writing like assignment or something. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is all you get. Create. Like, what if you just got the middle and you had to create the beginning and the end?
That would be so interesting. Those would be such cool writing exercises. I wish we did something more like that in our fiction writing class, but no.
Sounds fun.
Speaking of writing books, I'm working on the third book in a series that I hope to drag out, and I will not let my characters die in the books, and so they'll probably go on to be like 1,000 if I keep on writing the book series. Because right now they jump from 14 to 16 to 40, so I am determined to also write some like stories about like what happens in between then, but I really feel like this is going to be the third book, and then I'm going to write other ones. I still can't believe that I completed 2 books.
Yeah, I can't remember. Is this the series you've shared on the show before?
No.
Okay. I remember you talking about other books you were writing before. What's your series like? What's the genre or the...
Imagine this. Royalty equals plus spy equals my book. I always love that idea of royalty undercover.
Royalty undercover.
I just really like that idea. And then there's this huge headquarters. Like, the main headquarters is where it usually takes place, although there are other branches, like the Canada branch. Even though there might not be any royals in Canada, I don't really know. And it's not the main focus of my story, so.
You ever going to publish them?
I plan to, but I have to start with the first book and then wait at least a month and then publish the next one. Cool. Because I don't think publishing all of them at once would be good. I want to publish one and then wait for the success rate.
That makes sense. Make them wait a little bit. Plus, then you can avoid too many spoilers if somebody reads ahead in the series. Give people a chance to catch up.
And what I actually hope, my biggest success won't be like getting any mentions in newspapers, but I want to see the amount of fan fiction that gets written. I'm even thinking of writing fan fiction for my own stories. I'm like, maybe I should have done this. Let's see how it works out. Frantically types, horrible, why did I even think of that idea?
I love the idea of writing fan fiction for your own work.
I wonder if J.K. Rowling's ever thought of doing that for Harry Potter.
I've always loved the idea of, like, publishing work and then, like, immediately looking for a fanfiction of it, mostly because I feel like that'd be so surreal, but also I'd just be so curious about what other people write and think about my own characters that I wouldn't be able to resist going online and being like, all right, what's everyone doing? What's everyone thinking?
Yeah, and the other thing about that is I could be like, maybe I can like do a whole series of books about that, like in an alternate universe. But what I would absolutely hate is for people to completely mess up my characters. There's been some Encanto fanfiction, then they just completely ruin it. And I'm like, how dare you? You don't deserve to write one word.
Yeah, it's a weird environment. I know that like there's websites that exist both for fanfiction and for original works, and it's interesting to go on a site that doesn't really have any quality control. It's basically for people to go on and do whatever they want and just kind of vibe. And in a way, it's kind of fun because you can go back, say you make an account like that when you're like 13 and you write something that you think is great back then, and then you get older and you're writing more professionally now, you could go back to that site and look at what you made, and you could be humiliated, but it's a great way to remind yourself of the fact that you're still, like, growing. And that goes for, like, any work, I think, not just writing, like, art, anything. I look back at my old sketchbooks, and I'm horrified by how I drew and how terrible my anatomy was and all of that, but then I look at what I draw now, and I'm like, my God, I've gotten so much better. I've improved so much. And it helps me be more confident in what I can do now.
Same thing happened when I found this book that I wrote from, like, first grade. It had like so many spelling mistakes, and it would just, I laugh now, but then I had to hide it, and I'm seriously considering burning it so that Mom won't find it again.
You shouldn't do that. My mom sometimes pulls out my old schoolwork from like third grade and fourth grade, and she's like, no, why are you showing me this? This is all so bad. Why did I spell a word that way? Or, yeah.
What if I literally wrote like the same word three times, and I'm like, yeah. And the funny thing is, that's how we, and then there was another thing where I spelled a word wrong. The teachers, I'm like, how did the teachers let this go by? And that's how everyone thought it was spelled. Like, seriously? Are you kidding me? And again, I am in sixth grade, and so that was like years and years and years ago. So.
Before we run out of time, I want to make sure we hear from Fatia. We haven't heard from Fatia yet.
I have a poem to share. It's called Fragments. There's like in this website, there's like about 200 poems. A lot. I want to touch you with my heart, wanting to give you screening, become a starlight. You will be flooded by my heart's starlight. Let the slit in your heart flowers bloom there. Give me your heart's sense, waiting to be fulfilled in that fragrancy. The reason why I like this poem is because it has like, there's this poem is just amazing because it just like blew my mind. That's why I really like this poem. And yeah,
what was it called again?
It was like called I don't really know how to pronounce it, but it's a long name. But it's like Fragrance. Long name.
Oh, fragrances or something.
I think it is fragrance or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
That was a very nice poem. Well, thank you for sharing your poem, Fatia. And thank you, everybody else, for sharing your current reads or recent reads in some cases. Does anyone have anything coming up that they're especially excited for? Either a book or a bookish thing or otherwise? Fatia, what are you excited for?
I'm excited like for Friday, because at school we're gonna have like a tidy shirt or something. We're gonna put them in a paint, and like it's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, tie-dye is a lot of fun. Maybe you can show us your shirt next week. Our radio listeners can't see it, but we can. How about Georgia? What are you excited about or for?
Well, today was field day at my school, which was super fun. I got super wet, and I didn't bring a change of clothes or a swimsuit, so that was fun. And I met a new friend who's in eighth grade. And then we got this big tent for outside, and I can have sleepovers in it. It's 16 feet all around, so I'm really excited for that, because I've only had like one or two sleepovers, but just with like a person I'm in a pod with. I haven't like had a sleepover with someone I'm not in a pod with since before COVID. And since it's a tent, it's outdoors, I can have sleepovers again, which is really exciting.
That does sound fun. How about Amelia? Is there anything coming up that you're especially excited for?
This is a comic book related, but I've seen the recent trailers for Miss Marvel, and I'm pretty excited for that. That looks like it'll be fun.
I'm excited for that too. Yay! How about Jada?
We're going to go to Florida this summer!
Yay!
I'm so excited! Also, it's supposed to be like extremely, 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 extremely hot. But it's near the ocean. Mom used to live around that area, and she used to have to step over huge jellyfish, and she could see sharks from the window.
Oh, I was going to say go swimming to cool off, but
no, it's
maybe
fine.
Watch out for all those creatures.
Sharks don't eat people, and you can ride the waves.
Cool. cool. Well, in addition to Ms. Marvel, I am very excited for all of the fun stuff coming up, both locally and elsewhere. But there's Flag Day weekend, then there's Juneteenth weekend, which is also Father's Day, and the library's having a big gala fundraiser, so that'll be fun. Yeah. And it's our first get-together fundraising party since COVID. So it'll be fun to see so many people. And then soon after that, I get to see my family, which will be really nice. My sister and her family are coming back to the States for the summer. They live in Abu Dhabi right now. So it'll be good to see them. And my mom and a bunch of my aunts and uncles and cousins. So lots of fun stuff ahead.
Wait, where are they?
My sister's family?
Yeah, you said they're coming into the States.
Oh, they're in Abu Dhabi right now. They teach in an international school there.
Okay, although if I'm going to write that down, how in the heck do you even spell that? I said that people can't think of shorter names for places. They always have to be long.
Abu Dhabi's pretty short, but it's in the United Arab Emirates, which is similar in length to the United States of America. I'm not sure how those compare. I'd have to count out the letters. But anyways, we're just about out of time for today, but we'll be back next week to talk about some more books and bookish things. We hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time and lots of fun outside of that too. Until next week, happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.
जो कुछ भी सीखा गलतियों से ही तो सीखा मैंने खुद को संभाला गिर के ही तो उठना सीखा मैंने जब भी बिखरी तो बिखर के से मटना सीखा मैंने जब खाब टूटे तो उनको पूरा करना सीखा मैंने कभी तो मैं भी नाजुक सी कली थी कभी तो मैं भी बाबा की परी थी रस्तों पे डर डर के ही तो चली थी दुनिया जो कहती थी मानती मैं सही थी पर किस्मत ने जो दिया था वो मुकद्दर में अकेले था चलना जिंदगी के सफर में अपनी मेहनत से आज मैं खड़ी अपने पैरों पे इस जज्बे से आज हुआ खुद पे फखर है असर है ये मुझ पे लोगों की बातों का फर्क है ये सोच और दुनिया की नजरों का दुनिया तो बोलती थी बोलती ही रहेगी हिम्मत का है परवाह